I have in front of me 20 compliments women can't resist, according to Best Life. And Esmeralda, you have the 20 compliments that men can't resist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have here the 20 compliments, and each compliment is followed by sort of an explanation by matchmakers or therapists or counselors or relationship experts, that kind of stuff. I'll start, Esmeralda. Here's the first one on my list, and you let me know whether or not you can resist this.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I know, just disregard it's coming from me, because that right there means you're going to, right there, that means you're going to resist.
Imagine Edward Norton saying
Say Edward Norton is saying this stuff to you.
He could read the dictionary
Someone who you don't find as repulsive as you find me. So let's just keep it that. So it's just forget that it's an idiot like me telling you this. Okay, here you go. That new hairstyle looks sexy.
Yes.
Really?
I don't like the sexy bit.
Well, there's a.
Let
me preface this. There are some sexual stuff on here.
No, right. But if someone just went, "I really like your haircut," I'd be like, "Oh, well, thank you."
Here's what it says: What a woman wants to hear from you is to notice her specifically, says Stephanie Saffron, a matchmaker and founder of Steph in the City. Steph in the City. If she has been spending more time putting on makeup and clothes at the gym or getting a new haircut or color, compliment her on that. Noticing and giving this kind of compliment can show that you are paying attention, which is what every woman wants.
See, and that's great, but I feel like your choice of words, too.
So
rather
like,
than saying, it's sexy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
Now, you know, when you first colored your hair last year.
Yeah.
I came up to you and I said, hey, your hair looks awesome.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel...
Otherwise, you would have to call HR.
Yeah. But I feel like sometimes, even if it's someone that you're like super, I don't know, in my head, I'd be like, well, that's an odd thing to say.
Yeah.
But if you go, oh, your hair looks great.
Okay. But in at its core, it's a good compliment.
Yes.
Okay.
At its core. But yeah, sometimes...
Okay. Reword it, and it's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
My friends that were girls in college said that I would always get bonus points if I noticed hair changes or new different shoes. Kind of for the same reason as the hair. They went out of their way to buy those shoes, you know.
Right.
I mean, the shoes are an important part of their outfit.
The shoes Sometimes thing, the, most important the shoes thing would be lost on me, to be quite frankly. The hair, no. I would always notice the hair. So, all right. Okay, now 20 compliments that women can't resist. Now let's move over to the other side, Esmeralda.
Okay.
All right.
You're totally my hero.
Oh, God. No. What's the explanation for that?
If you save the day, give him the props he deserves. It's not that you can't do what he did, Pratt says. It's that he did it for you. Praise him. Mean it. Say it from your heart. Be a little vulnerable and let him see how his support moves you.
Oh, boy.
So I guess...
This is after I've done something nice.
I'm also... Again, it's the wording.
Yeah.
Because if someone were to do something, I'm like, oh my gosh, you totally saved me.
Yeah.
It does sound a little cheesy.
It does.
Where you're totally my hero.
You're totally my hero.
I don't know how you could say that and be genuine about it.
I guess it also depends on the situation, because if, you know, I did something to really help this person previously, then I guess it would be okay. You know what I mean?
True.
It would be weird, though, to just out of nowhere go, you are totally my hero. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. You're totally my hero.
Oh, what did I do?
Well, I was your hero because you didn't see me for 2 weeks. That's probably what it was. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I love how you always take care of... Ellipses. I love how you always take care of...
Well...
Let me read the explanation. Maybe we can...
Yeah, I would want to know...
Yeah.
You know, animal, vegetable, mineral.
Micheline M. Wazzle, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist in San Diego, says women tend to take on a lot of emotional burden in most households. Making a comment on how kind or thoughtful she means you really take... how kind or thoughtful she is means that you really take notice of all the things she's doing, little things that she's doing. All right. So, like, if
so, what is it again?
I love how you always take care of. What if I said the dishes?
The traffic reports.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
Although, I think you have to use it sparingly.
Yeah, you don't want to do that every day.
Because if you're always like, I love how you take care of this, and I love how you take care of...
Oh, I love how you take care of Smokey's litter box.
That over there. I would be like, well, thank you, but why aren't you taking care of it?
Yeah, you could help out, pal. All right. All right, what do you got for me, Esmeralda?
So this one's more in action.
All right.
Laugh at his jokes.
I love that. Yes. 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 I love that.
Showing that you love his sense of humor is one of the best ways you can flatter him. All men are performers, Lizer says. They need positive reinforcement for when they're trying to entertain you. The ultimate compliment is if you can play into his jokes and laugh together.
Aw. I think that's true. I mean, I don't know.
Everyone likes...
Yeah. I thrive on laughter, though. I really do. Like, when people laugh at stuff I say, it makes me very, very happy. All right, how about this one? This is kind of a lengthy one, Esmeralda.
Okay.
This trip has been so fun. I know you put a lot of effort into it, and it shows.
Yeah.
Right?
It's one of those, like, you have to use it
right
in a way that, because it can then turn on you and go, well, because you didn't do anything, that's why.
Right. It says, this one isn't so much about what you say, but how you say it, according to Meredith Silversmith, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Saying you look pretty is nice, but different than something like, I really love that dress on you. I know you've been working really hard to stay consistent with going to the gym, and that dress really shows off your progress. You look great. What?
See, I would just stop at, my dress looks nice.
Well, they think that you should add that second layer. Highlight reasons why you feel that you have to give them the compliment that's more specific.
That compliment, I don't know.
How about, honey, we really appreciate you paying off that police officer on our last trip.
Yeah, to Mexico.
Sounds terrible.
All right, we got a break. We got a break here.
Appreciate
for
it.
For news.
Wink.
And Esmeralda will have a compliment for me coming up after the news. If you have any thoughts on this, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. News is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Our final two for Tuesday. Patrick requested Larkin Poe with Mad as a Hatter, which I've never heard. Are you familiar with that song, Larkin Poe, Dan?
I am not. Apparently, they start as the Lovell. They are sisters. That is two of the three Lovell sisters. They've done a lot of work with T-Bone Burnett, apparently.
Oh. All right. Hey, are all three of those weirdos in Haim, are they sisters?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the weirdo bass player who makes the weirdo faces. She's a weirdo.
Esti, Danielle, or Alana?
I don't think I've ever looked at their faces.
Have you ever seen them perform?
Not yes, but I guess
and you
I wasn't
and you haven't
attention.
Noticed the bass player's weirdo faces that
I
she makes.
I don't really pay much. Attention
what's
to
what's
their
the
face.
Bass player's name?
That would be Esti.
Esti. Okay, Esmeralda. At some point, just Google Esti faces Haim.
And is that her nickname?
No, just her face. Just Google search that image wise. Do an image search. Dan, can you do that? What pops up when you like Esti Haim faces?
She wow.
Yeah. She's a weirdo. Dan is just completely silent. Wow.
It's like the spinning taco. I'm just
it is. And there are like, you know, GIFs of her just going. It's a thing.
So the Haim sisters, they started out in a cover band with their parents calling Rockingham. So their mom and dad fronted the band, and they played
the instruments back. They played the back instruments.
Rockingham.
Rockingham.
All right.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw them was on SNL, and I was like, "What's wrong with her?" I was pointing to. I'm sitting on the couch, going, "There's something weird is happening inside the bass player's mind." Like it's really, it's you know, it's distracting and like weird. Don't you think, Dan? I mean, like,
very much so.
I mean, it's like, what the hell is she? What's wrong with her? So,
it's all those years in Rockingham.
That's what it was. All those. So the weirdo Haim says these girls, these Larkin Poe, they don't have anything to do with the. Does she make any weird Haim faces?
Not in the videos I'm seeing.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. I guess it wouldn't be a good compliment if I went up to Esty Haim and said, "Hey, what's with your weird faces?" That wouldn't be a compliment that she could resist, right?
Think your weird faces are sexy.
I love your weirdo face. All right, we are doing compliments to one another here that you can't resist from a website here, and they have explanations as to why these compliments are good. They've got therapists and you know, relationship experts and stuff like that. So, Esmeralda, we left off. We have you now. You're complimenting me,
yes.
And then I am complimenting Esmeralda. All right.
Yes. I feel so safe with you.
First of all, no one would ever say that to me in a million years.
Well, apparently it is in a man's nature to protect.
Uh-huh.
He likes to hear that he is doing a good job by making those people who are in his inner circle feel safe.
Okay. Yeah, no. not very high on my priority list. I don't want anybody to be hurt or sad or, you know.
Right.
But I don't need to hear that, "Oh, I feel safe with you." That would just be weird. A lot of these would just be weird. You would just say them out loud to someone. Like, here's the next one, okay? Mm. Here's the next one. You can't resist. You're a woman. "I can't wait to grow old with you."
Ugh. What? See, yeah, a lot of these I understand.
Yeah.
That some women would be so into. They'd be like, "Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's ready for a serious relationship."
Too frequently in our culture, getting old or things that are old are not valued as much as newer things, explains Monique Hahnemann, who is the author of The High Road Has Less Traffic, Honest Advice on the Path Through Love and Divorce. It conveys a value over the depth of the relationship and not a desire to move on to a new thing. There are very few things that we can value that as they age. Very few things. Example, wine. And relationships should be on that list.
Wine and relationships.
Apparently you got to be drunk when you say that to somebody. All right. Okay, what's up next?
"Your smile makes me melt."
Oh.
"Experts say it's a good idea to keep dating your partner long after your relationship is established, and compliments like this one that you might say to someone on the first few dates accomplish this effect. This compliment is also great because it promotes happiness in your relationship. The more you appreciate each other's smiles, the more good times there are going to be. And as a bonus nonverbal compliment, make sure to respond to your partner's smiles with your own to spread some extra good vibes."
Wow.
Blah.
Wow.
So lame.
You know, it'd be so funny, you know, I've been in a few long-term relationships. And if someone were to say that to me 5 years in, I'd be like, "What's wrong with you?"
I would just laugh at them.
Well, yeah, what's the matter with you? Well, it says we wanted to, you know, I want to compliment you, you know, make sure that you still know.
It's like, just laugh and laugh at you.
Yeah. All right. All right, I think this is a good one.
Okay.
You're an amazing mom.
Yeah.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. Dan, if you said that to Eileen, she'd be very happy.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
See, that's very straightforward. It's not like, "I think what you're doing is just so amazing.
And you're such a hero.
You being a mother." Like, something like, be like, ugh.
You're an amazing mom. Then they just say it's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
That's the best one so far.
That
the
is.
Best compliment so far is you're an amazing mom. Very simple, straightforward.
Yeah.
All right.
You handled that really well.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, that's a
good... No, that's good. That's good. I never hear that when one, I'm in a relationship, but it's good.
That one can sound sincere. Two of a man's inherent needs are to feel admired and respected by his lady.
By my lady. By my lady. Yeah.
These two are tied to his status with you and make him feel important and a priority in your life.
That's good.
Yeah.
Except for the my lady part.
Respected by his lady.
I gotta
old
go,
lady.
Gotta go home and talk to my old lady.
Oh, gosh.
Dan, do you ever refer to Eileen as your lady?
No.
Do you refer to her as your old lady?
Your old lady?
That's my old lady over there.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah. Oh, man, my phone's ringing. It's the old lady.
Yeah, you have to say it in a really grizzled voice, right. Too.
You're my old lady over there. Yeah.
And the southern accent.
The old ball and chain. All right. Now, don't take this personally, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you're doing in bed these days.
Like, were they just...
What,
just
sleeping?
No, but I'm just, like, imagining, like, what are you, just eating breakfast? And you go, hey.
Yeah.
I think what you're doing...
I love what you're doing in bed.
It sounds like a boss.
Can you pass the eggs?
It sounds like it's the quarterly report.
It does, doesn't it?
You're just like, I think you're doing in bed is great.
It's like, I'm picturing now the guy's got a clipboard and he's checking stuff off. I love what you've been doing in bed these days.
It is great. Just whatever you've been reading, keep it up.
We are used to people complaining about the lack of sex or the lack of creativity in bed. When you express that you are enjoying things in bed, you might find that her enthusiasm gets even stronger.
Yeah, it's just the way they go.
No, that's like what I mean. What do you see? There's a time and a place if you want to compliment what somebody's doing in bed.
Yeah, but even
it's if that's you, usually in bed.
But even if you were to say it to that, if you were to say that in bed, it'd be so weird.
No, it just I mean, but there's
like,
a, in
like,
the
th- I like what you've been
in,
doing lately.
In the throes of passion, you can say, "Oh, that's good." You know, you can say that kind of thing. But like later on, like at the breakfast nook. Yeah, I really enjoy what you're doing in bed lately.
FYI, yeah.
I love the way you set the alarm.
Okay, right. Here you go.
This is ridiculous. All right.
This one also, don't take it.
Okay.
You're sexy.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, I'd be fine with that.
Simple and deadly effective.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Men are just like women in this regard. They love when you compliment them on their looks. So if he shaved, got a haircut, let him know how sexy he looks. Trim them nose hairs.
Yeah.
You look sexy.
You look really sexy. I'm glad that you did something about those ear hairs. We're sticking out. All right. All right, last one before we break here. I'll give it to you. You ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
I admire your work ethic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you might word it a little bit less professional.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Again, it's you know, after, you know, I like what you've done in bed lately.
I admire your work ethic. But that's a good one, though. That's, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's one that I could say to you without HR coming in here and punching me in the face.
Right.
You know?
The one that comes after this works very well with it. I loved how you took the lead on this.
Again, something I've never, ever heard anyone say to me. All right. Well, we have to break here for weather and traffic, and then more compliments that are either ridiculous or awesome. Or completely inappropriate. Yeah, man. Patrick requested our final twofer of the day. That's Larkin Poe and the song Don't.
It sounded a little Hamish.
I showed you some pictures of
I did.
Of Esty Hames' mug.
Yeah. But she's a bassist. That's what they do. They make those weird
but
faces.
Not in this. I'm telling you, it's extraordinarily distracting and weird. Like, well, I swear to God, I was watching SNL and I was like, what's wrong with this woman? So. Did you know that the, you know Corey Haim?
Mm-hmm.
No relation.
Okay.
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Yes.
You know, at the height of their popularity when they were the two Coreys? You were way too young because this was like the mid, late 80s. You know they had nicknames for one another?
Yeah. Oh, man. Someone told me them. I don't remember.
The Feld Dog and the Haimster.
Ah, yeah. Those are way too easy.
Do you know, by the way, that they have made a movie about their lives?
Did they?
It's on IMDb. It comes out this year.
Oh. Is it, like, serious, or is it?
It's actors playing them. I mean, as maybe.
Well, right, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think it's called The Days of the Coreys or something like that.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Remember when Lisa got obsessed with the Coreys? And made all the phone calls on The Simpsons.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't. They didn't use Corey Haim and
no,
Corey
it was
Feldman.
Like the other guy.
But it was a pair of guys, and she got obsessed with calling their hotline.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because then she had to quit cold turkey.
Yeah, she had to exactly.
Yeah,
so good. All right, we're paying compliments to one another. I have 20 compliments that women can't resist, and Esmeralda has 20 compliments that men can't resist, and many of these compliments are resistible.
Yeah.
So, all right, are you ready for the next one?
Mm.
Okay. You're my favorite person to see every day.
See, I would punch someone. I would punch me. I'd be like, what?
If V said that to you? You know, you're my favorite person to see every day.
Like I'm the only person you see most days. So
right.
Why would you? Of course I'm your favorite.
Are you going to pick Smokey over me?
You're right. I mean, he probably might, but.
This is a compliment that is a favorite of Nina Rubin, who is an LA-based life coach, because it's both sweet and effective. It not only shows you that you look forward to seeing her every day, even if you live in the same house, but it speaks of the quality of time you spend together.
Mm. You know, I'm starting to notice, because before I came to work, I clicked on The Bachelor.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, I can't do it.
It's horrible.
I mean, I watch crap reality TV. You're talking to a guy who watched every single season of Mob Wives. Okay, so okay. I love crap. I can't do The Bachelor.
Yeah, but they're so desperate, and that guy is so creepy looking, and he always wants to hug him. It's just weird.
Yeah.
No, but all of these I feel would work.
On The Bachelor, yes.
Would eat it up.
No, absolutely right, yeah. So in the world of reality television, these are okay.
Right. Well, and those girls just seem like the types.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my God.
The only thing that I know about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette is that Jimmy Kimmel does hilarious coverage of it.
Yeah.
Because it's on ABC. So anytime someone gets voted off, he brings them on.
Oh.
And he, you know, obviously knows the show is crap.
Right.
So to watch him, like, interview these idiots from the show is really funny. And he's required to do it because it's ABC. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's got to plug it every time they go off, time someone gets voted off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's next?
You have such a good heart.
Corny.
That one I don't mind.
No. Yeah, that's not bad.
That one's okay.
All right. How about this? How about this one, Esmeralda? What do you think?
That's awful that has to be in a
exactly.
list.
Exactly. Why is that? Why are we required to be reminded to say that to a woman?
But it's sad that, and then we will swoon. Because we don't get it that
Whoa,
often.
You asked me what... I'm just a dumb girl. Oh, thank you for asking me what I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think I like lipstick and shopping. That's ridiculous.
I like shoes.
I like shoes and pillows. What? I can't believe it's on there. What do you think is a compliment?
Oh.
Good Lord. All right.
That was so thoughtful.
Wait, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine. It's general, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Being around you makes me happy.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's not bad.
It's like, oh.
It's nice. Close to the, hey, every day is what I like your face.
That one just has a bit of a cheesiness to it, but that one's okay.
Being around you makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. you really know everything about ...
Well, it depends on what that. It could be an insult. Yeah.
Wow. Like, oh, you really know everything about Waterworld.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You really know everything about Mambo King.
And why would any woman be impressed with that? Hell, one woman left me because of Waterworld. Yeah, that's you know, it depends on what it is. But, you know, it would be just embarrassing because the stuff that I know about is mm-hmm. frivolous and idiotic. It's right. not important.
Well, this is one of the surest ways to a man's heart is to compliment him on a hobby he cares about.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this one, Esmeralda? What would I do without you?
Yeah. That one's nice.
Yeah?
I mean, I would turn around and be like, yeah, I wonder where you would be. Uh-huh.
This guy's standing on a stool with a noose around his neck.
I feel we're getting an interesting perspective on Esmeralda and me's relationship.
Oh, no, this is not surprising to me. These responses that Esmeralda have, that I am not one iota surprised by how she's reacting to these. Not at all. All right.
I'm lucky to have you.
That's not bad.
No. No, that one's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, how about this one? This one doesn't sound too desperate. I'll read it and try to make it sound like it's not desperate.
Okay.
I could never leave you.
Jeez. Now, that sounds creepy.
It does sound creepy, doesn't it?
That's in no way would that sound good.
I could never leave you.
I'd be like, what? Oh.
I was watching you in the bathroom.
Jeez.
And I could never leave you.
It's like, you're the best I could get ever. No one else will take me.
You said you were happy about how much I know about Waterworld, so I could never leave you.
Your beard looks nice today.
What if you don't have a beard? That's not...
Your face looks nice today.
Your beard looks nice today. I say that every morning to Vic.
Yeah, Vic gets it from everybody.
Yeah, I got a beard. I never hear that from anybody. Yeah, I wouldn't. Somebody said my...
I mean, we're comparing it to Vic. So.
Well, right. That's incomparable. You can't compare...
Vic's the gold standard.
He's the gold standard of beards. He's yeah. Captain Beard. this is simple, and this is good, right, Esmeralda? You are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah. You really need to be told to say that every once in a while?
Well, no, it's just the fact that a woman will go, oh. Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, my God. It's amazing how hard you work.
I would be like, who are you talking to? You're not talking to me, are you? You clearly just made a mistake. Oh, God. Oh, all right, Esmeralda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And this is timely, too. You made the holidays so special this year.
It's, yeah. That could be, that's okay.
All right.
That could be okay.
All right.
You're a great listener.
I've actually heard that before.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding. I've actually heard that several times.
I mean, it's yeah.
No,
I've met many people who don't listen.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, and I'll give you just a couple more since we're basically out of time. But I wanted to say this one. You're the prettiest woman in the room. It would be awkward if it was just the two of us.
Be like, cool. Thanks.
All right, one more from you, and then we're done.
Here, I'll do the first one, the number one.
All right.
I love the way you think. That could be okay.
It could be, yeah. It's just that the wording on these is just so weird. You know?
That one could go well if it's something real weird.
Yeah. Like Waterworld.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And they go, I love the way you think.
I love the way you think. And I like what you've been doing in bed lately. All right, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We'll take a break. The news is up next.